Man was killed, two others taken to a hospital following a two-vehicle crash in Adams County. According to the Mississippi Highway Patrol, troopers responded to the deadly crash on Highway 61 Wednesday afternoon. A car driven by 30-year-old Megan Miller of Albany, Louisiana, was traveling west on Highway 84 when it collided with a vehicle driven by 79-year-old Bertha Buey of Fayette, Mississippi, which was traveling north on Highway 61. A passenger in Buey's vehicle, identified as 62-year-old Charles Buey, died. 77-year-old Virginia Morgan and a 6-year-old child were also injured and taken to a hospital. The second fatal mass shooting this week in the state erupted at the Mall of Louisiana Thursday afternoon.
Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Moore says at 1:22 on Thursday afternoon, two groups got into an argument next to the food court and bullets started flying.
Does not appear to be just a random act of violence, but a very targeted disagreement between two groups of people.
A 17-year-old was killed in the gunfight and five other victims were injured.
Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim.
East Baton Rouge Mayor Sid Edwards praised the work of law enforcement.
This is what response time is supposed to look like. These are champions and lives are actually saved.
Cops have multiple people in custody. I'm Jeff Palermo.
This spring, Mississippi has experienced a highly unusual drought situation at the beginning of the growing season. According to Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce Andy Gibson, 21 counties have already been designated as primary disaster areas by the Department of Agriculture due to the recent drought. That includes Adams County. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor's map, the situation has gotten worse within the state and across the nation. Gibson urged farmers to check in with their local Federal Farm Service Agency office. It is expected that the list of designated disaster areas may grow with a worsening drought situation. House Education approves a state Senate-passed bill trying to stop the growing number of school systems in Louisiana moving to a four-day school week.
17 school systems have moved to a four-day school week. They cite cost savings and it helps them hire teachers. Slaughter Elementary Principal Jennifer Thornton.
When teachers have the opportunity for improved work-life balance, they are more likely to remain in a profession and commit long-term to our schools.
But Franklinton Senator Beth Mizell says the longer school days are not good for the children, and they are also missing out on a day when breakfast and lunch is provided to them.
The best place for them and the highest point of their week is when they're in the classroom building opportunities for their future and know they're going to have a meal when it's mealtime.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River at Natchez Vidalia is at 31.66 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at ListenUpYall.com.